Yeah. Rest in peace to the notorious B.I.G. Salute to one of the greatest to ever do it. Y'all know me, man. People's rapper, right? Tell y'all about me. Look, it was just me, my moms, and my sis in a two-bedroom house. Mama slaving at the shop, trying to keep food in our mouth. Every day she came home, I seen the stress on her face. Resort to that, she told me never work a job that I hate. Don't depend on another man, earn every dollar you make. And don't take a minute for granted, every hour is fake. So she sent us to private school, it was about more than education. Was an escape from the hood shit we saw on a daily basis. Needless to say, nobody respected that in the hood. Opposite of that, you go to school, everybody living good. I had a dad, I ain't have a dad, cause he was in and out. Cause one day he was cool, the next day he was wildin' out. The first time I saw addiction, y'all listen. 4 days, car missing, now I'm supposed to take pictures. Tomorrow at school, heard shots laying in bed. Now tell me how I'm supposed to smile with all that shit on my head, for real.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another job to juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another job to juggle, another day, another struggle.
I remember me and my sister running away from home. Moms and pops fist fighting, they looked up and we was gone. Just remember mama smiling all the time, trying to be strong. Even though she tried to hide it, we knew what was going on. My household disintegrating, auntie probably instigating. Everything we do around the house, she getting irritated. Friends coming over every weekend playing cards. Lot of laughing, lot of drinking coming from my front yard. That was just a way to release the stress, have a piece of rest. Cause every week she would pray she could leave this mess. Marriage then turned into drama, now it's like why even bother. But the problem is she want a son and daughter to have a father. What's even harder is I know my mama got good karma. And it seemed like I'm the reason that things keep getting darker. It seemed like if I ain't say nothing, it'll never stop. So imagine the burden to have to tell your mama to leave your pops. Come on.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another job to juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another job to juggle, another day, another struggle.
This last verse for my sister, when we was ready to cry, we would listen to Biggie. This was our favorite joint on Ready to Die. Nobody know my pain like you do, cause the shit affected you too. And only few knew what we went through was fucking crucial. Crisscrossing salt and pepper posters on the wall. Little brother complex, always trying to hang with y'all. And I probably was out of hand, but you forgot all about it. In the living room rapping positive K, I got a man. Put me on the hip hop, Big Pop. We would connect through, I'm learning lyrics just to try to impress you. Two kids in the ghetto, sharing a bedroom, bunk beds. It taught us to never settle, what the fuck can I tell you? See, this is a bond never broken by time. And I get a lot of praise for our struggle cause I rhyme. But you went through the same thing and survived too. How these people idolize me, I idolize you, word.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another job to juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle. Another job to juggle, another day, another struggle.